move. Another nice move. Oh. You score. Oh, what a goal. Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the City by the Bay, this is the Taco Man. Johnny Taco coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, we've got another hour to go. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars will soon be joined by Zach Attack Young and, of course, Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez live from his studio. Take that back, his portable station, his satellite station in Hillsborough, California. I kid you not. And if you want to know what Hillsborough's about, just Google it. You know exactly what this guy's all about. Money. It's about the green. Cadwalader's all about the green. You are tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Over in America. We will talk some sports, have some fun in the next hours as well. Bring in my man, about Rodney James, a little John Oliver as well. But we'll talk NFL. Concentrate on the NFL this hour, do a little sports, a little boxing, a little MMA, a little baseball. We can mix things up. Talk some college sports as well. How about that NFL draft? I'm still digging that. I'm still digging it, baby. We're happening. We're rocking and rolling from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. Live from San Francisco, this is Johnny talking his All-Stars. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is live from San Francisco.
Are you ready for a good
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline.
Hello there, I'm John Oliver, host of HBO's This Week Right Now, or whatever the f*** it's called. We are off this week, but we wanted to quickly address one absolutely huge story.
Naturalists are predicting a big summer for cicadas in the Northeast.
Big, noisy, and numerous, cicadas are set to emerge again from their unusually long reproductive cycle. The ones coming out of the ground this summer were conceived in 1999.
Yes, the cicadas are coming. And this latest batch have been hidden from the world since 1999. And if they're anything like humans conceived in 1999, I'm guessing all the girl cicadas are named Madison and the boy cicadas are named Tyler. Sadly, they won't have much time among us. They'll live for 2 to 6 weeks, mate, and then die. And so that they don't waste... That's an odd thing to whoop. But so that they don't waste too much time catching up on what they missed... I just want to take a few minutes now to get them up to speed on what has happened in the last 17 years. Welcome to the new millennium. Welcome to the new millennium, cicadas. A lot fewer people are calling it the millennium than we thought they would in 1999. First, let me catch you up on politics. We voted in a second President Bush by a narrow margin and rejected a third President Bush by an enormous margin. As for technology, we've made a lot of strides since 1999. For example, the internet no longer screams in agony as you dial into it from your phone line. In fact, you might well be watching this on YouTube, which is a video distribution platform where teenagers become famous for playing video games and opening boxes. In sports news, the Red Sox finally won a World Series, making their fans somehow even more insufferable. And Michael Jordan, while still possibly the greatest basketball player ever, is now someone that we mostly make fun of because he cried one time. In terms of pop culture, and brace yourself because there are some big surprises here, Dr. Dre is now a multi-millionaire electronics mogul. Oh, and some things that were very popular in 1999 have become a lot scarcer, such as carbohydrates and Cosby Show reruns. And finally, and amazingly, we all just stopped paying for music and porn, and I think we've gotten away with it.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Make it 15 minutes past the hour. This is Johnny Taco. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Commando. It's time to talk the NFL. Of course, the NFL draft. Just a couple of weeks in the rearview mirror. Teams getting ready for the 2016-2017 Super Bowl. Right now, who would be the favorite to win it all? Is it going to be Tom Brady again, Dominic? Tom Brady and the crew over there, or what? Are they the favorite?
Yeah, I think the Patriots got to be the favorites, even with the 4-week suspension to open the season for Brady.
Okay, and let's talk about that just for a second. Zach, now, you and I don't like Tom Brady, but are they just dragging this on a little bit too long? Should they just let this stuff go, or what's happening with that? Okay, is that Dominic, you think they're dragging this on a little bit too long here?
Yeah, you know, I know it's a big deal, but honestly, it's getting really tiring, and it's hard to follow at this point. You know, Brady was suspended, he appealed. He went to court, they threw it out, Brady played, and then all of a sudden they decided to reinstall his suspension, which just really makes no sense. I cannot wait for this final resolution, whether he's finally going to be suspended for 4 games and that's it, or if they're going to go back and go to court and appeal it again. And if the suspension gets dropped, I hope that's it and Tom Brady just plays, because I'm really – I don't care about the Patriots, and it's frustrating to the back and forth on whether he's suspended or not.
You know,
it's done.
I've been an anti-Tom Brady guy, but I'm just saying it's just gone on way too long. Just let it, at this point in time, just let it go. You know, the man in the other room, Scott Cuddy, thinks that Tom Brady's a bit of a a chicken spit and things like that because he doesn't want to make any contact, things like that. But we read last week, I read that 43% of NFL players are suffering from brain damage now. 43%. I mean, that's up from, we were talking 23% a few weeks ago. Remember that, Zach? Remember when I said 23% about a month and a half ago? Now it's up to 43%.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And it's honestly, it's probably a lot higher than that even, but that's just what we know so far.
And the guys that are getting all this head damage, Dominic, are the guys on the lines and the running backs. These are the guys taking the most damage. I mean, when you have guys running at each other at 25 miles per hour, someone's going to break. It's usually a human being.
Yeah, it's those linebackers and those safeties running full speed at a running back who's running full speed and doesn't want to get killed. So they're going to – human nature is to kind of duck your head down and try to deflect some of that hit.
Interesting. Johnny Manziel in the news this week. Of course, he was in court. He's facing a one-year jail sentence, a possible $4,000 fine. The judge told him, "You're an adult," end of quote. You're a grown man. Is he really a grown man, Zach? I don't think so. I think he's a baby.
Yeah, I don't think he hasn't had to really do anything to be a grown man. I don't think. I mean, he's kind of been coddled his whole life. So, no, I wouldn't say he is.
The guy was released on $1,500 bail on Wednesday. I think he appeared in court on Thursday. But, you know, Dominic, I got to look at the entire picture here as far as Johnny Football is concerned. I mean, the draft's going down. He's sitting, I think, in the Columbus, Ohio sports bar buying people drinks. 2 years ago, he was a toast of the draft. Has a guy ever went from the top to toast in that quick a time?
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody has had quite a drop like Manziel in terms of, you know, Manziel's having off the field issues. He's been, I don't want to say decent, but serviceable as a quarterback in his limited time in the NFL. It's hard to think of a guy that's had this kind of a drop because of off the field problems. I think maybe Jamarcus Russell would kind of be the first one to come to mind where he was having drug problems and he ended up not being able to perform.
I wish I could use the words I wanted to describe Jamarcus Russell on there. If I could use those words right now, I'd probably have to be on the internet. But I'm just telling you, I think he was the biggest piece of work. The worst draft pick in the history of the Oakland Raiders, no doubt about it. Sort of remind me of the Warriors when they picked Joe Barry Carroll as their number one pick instead of Kevin McHale back in the day, but a bad, bad pick for the Oakland Raiders. Now, Dominic, I got to ask you this. Sam Bradford talking about retiring because they got a new kid on the block there or what?
Yeah, I actually was going to bring that up with you because I know how much you love a good threatening to retire story. But, yeah, Sam Bradford, apparently him and his agent have discussed, hey, maybe we'll just retire if they won't trade us. It's getting really ugly in Philadelphia. Just when you thought, you know, now that Chip Kelly's gone, just when you thought things were going to settle down in Philadelphia, you know, things were going to – the chaos of Chip Kelly and all the media circus and hype that he brought, his crazy trades and signings. Now that he's out, you thought things were going to be a little more stable. Well, we thought wrong. I think the 49ers quarterback situation right now is more stable than Philadelphia's, and that's saying something.
Interesting. John Elway and Gary Kubiak, of course, the two brains or the power brokers behind the Denver Broncos, they're sort of implying that Paxton Lynch, I think he's 6'7", a 6'7" quarterback, he might start. Dominic, what do you think of that?
I think he might start because the quarterback that is going to be starting for them is Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez is your starting quarterback, that's literally a green light for your backups to be ready. Well, we've seen it. Mark Sanchez is a game manager, I think, at this point, and that's the best he'll get because he did take the Jets to two AFC championships, but they had stellar defenses there with Rex Ryan. And Mark Sanchez, since then, the most notable thing Mark Sanchez has done is fumbling the ball after running into the butt of his own lineman. So I don't have much faith in Mark Sanchez there. I do have a lot of faith in the Broncos' defense, so I think if Paxton Lynch can learn and at an accelerated pace and they can kind of work out the kinks that he needs to work out to be successful at the NFL level, if they can accelerate his learning process, I think he could be okay. I think it'd be really similar to what Brock Osweiler would have provided from them if he had stayed.
Zach, you know, did you see the attire that OSU's Ezekiel Elliott showed up for his signing? Did you see this thing he was wearing, that little short shirt?
Oh, yeah, I saw that on draft day. Yeah, that's. I don't think that's going to be duplicated in the near future by anybody.
It sort of reminded me of Butch Lewis of boxing. Like 25 years ago when he was promoting Michael Spinks, he wouldn't wear a shirt underneath his tuxedo. But evidently he ticked some people off. They thought it was disrespectful. How could that be disrespectful? Are white stuffy people writing articles now in the newspaper or what? This is the media. He was disrespectful to the draft. Come on.
Well, you know, there's a lot of that. It's like, oh, he was disrespectful. He flipped his bat when he hit a home run. It's just a lot of stuff. And it's like, at the end of the day, these are games, you know, these are sports. These aren't like something to be taken so seriously where everything has to be about respect and all that. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a game. It's just a bunch of guys going after like one ball. You know, I never really get that, the emphasis on everything being about so much respect, and like every little thing you do that shows any kind of personality is like automatically seen as disrespect.
And you know what, with Ezekiel Elliott, you're really quick, he's a college guy, young guy that's about to have his life changed and become a first round pick in the NFL. Let the guy have some fun. Come on.
No question about that. Now, the Rams owner, he's calling Jared Goff the new Kurt Warner. Is that stretching a little bit down there, Zach, or what?
Yeah, that's stretching it a little. I mean, Kurt Warner is a Hall of Fame quarterback, so I don't think you could go that far yet. But he does look very good, and I mean, he played in a good conference. Cal was good last year, despite not drawing the level of players that like a USC or UCLA has been drawing the last few years. So I don't know. I think that he will do a good job, and I think he was the right pick to make. But I don't think you could stretch it that far just yet.
Jared Goff's a good-looking guy, though, talks real well. Dominic, I mean, I think he's going to do real well down there in the number two media market in the country.
Yeah, Jared Goff has everything you would kind of want. He has that look. I'll put that in quotes. He's got the size. He's got the accuracy. Like I said last week, he's the perfect guy that you kind of want to be the new face of the franchise in a brand-new city.
Okay. Dominic, I'll ask you this before we head off into the world of sports outside of football. Can the Carolina Panthers recover from that Super Bowl loss? The fact that the quarterback didn't dive on the ball when the ball was loose and things like that. I mean, this sort of questions his internal intestinal fortitude. And you sort of look back now on that team and say, you know, Pedro was saying, I mean, Johnny Taco was saying they were great. And then in the Super Bowl, they failed and lost to a 38-year-old man. Comment on that.
I think they'll bounce back fine. I don't know if they're going to make another Super Bowl run. I think losing Josh Norman basically late, right before the draft, essentially, is a big deal. He was kind of the linchpin of that secondary. But I think Cam Newton will be fine. I think he's going to learn from last season, especially that failure in the Super Bowl. I think the Panthers will be good. And you got to remember, the NFC South is not very good. The Panthers' road to the playoffs is a lot more simple, easier than a lot of other teams have.
I'm looking for one-word answers, Zach. Talk to me. Did he choke there in the quarter? Did he choke in the Super Bowl, the quarterback? Did he choke?
Yes, that was a bad performance in the Super Bowl.
And was it a choke in Miramar, Dominic?
Yeah.
I mean, so where do you go from there? I mean, if that's going to be your – that's going to be – they're going to play that play for the rest of this guy's life.
That's where you kind of follow it up and you try to win the MVP again and be that guy that Carolina knows he can be. We're talking the former Heisman winner, former number one pick. He's progressed his game every year so far, and Cam Newton – He can just back up last season and he have another really solid year, stay healthy, lead Carolina deep into the playoffs. I think people are going to forget about that play.
Okay. Let's talk about the draft and the fact that Joey Bosa, where did Bosa end up with the San Diego Chargers, Dominic?
Yeah, I believe it was number three overall to the Chargers.
All right. The Chargers, are they going to be able to really utilize his talent?
I think they'll find a way. Clearly, they really liked him. They ended up taking him over Jalen Ramsey, who I thought was the best defensive player in the draft. A lot of people thought he was the best defensive player in the draft. And although Bosa, scheme-wise, is not necessarily the best fit for the Chargers, with a guy like Bosa, who's such a high motor, he's not overly skilled, if you will, but he gives 110% on every play. He's very disruptive. You find a way to make it work with a guy like that.
Okay, I'm going to conclude with this story, and I don't know where this is coming from, but the NFL, Roger Goodell sent Eli Apple's mother some brownies. Anybody know why?
Oh, yeah. She had the quote of the draft. Apparently, he was offered a Rolex watch and some diamonds by one of these jewelry companies or endorsement agencies to wear at the draft. And she told him, hell no, you're not wearing it. And this is her quote. You're not going to be wearing no Rolex at the draft. You're an unemployed college dropout. You are not wearing no Rolex. So she kind of kept it real on her son until he got drafted, at which point he was no longer unemployed. But she kept it real with him.
Telling it like it is. Johnny talking is all-star. So talk about Zach Tag Young and the aforementioned Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Open phone lines coast to coast all across America. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter thing. That's right. At Taco Man Radio. Straight up, I am the Taco Man. Join us for the next 35 minutes live here from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Hookers outside. It's ripe and it's raucous right here on Broadway here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Listening to Sports Overnight Weekend. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? Now, last week I told my wife I need a home improvement loan. She gave me $1,000 to move out. Now, I'll tell you, my wife, there's always something, you know? Well, the other day I called her up. I said to her, honey, I've been thinking about last time we had sex. I'm getting excited. She said, who is this? I tell you, my wife, she never went for me. Well, the first time I called her up, she told me, come on over, there's nobody home. I went over, there was nobody home. And I tell you, my wife, she can't cook either. My house, we pray after we eat. I bought a pressure cooker. Now I eat off the ceiling. What a lousy cook. I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark. I mean, she can't cook at all. She made chocolate mousse and antler got stuck in my throat. I'll tell you my trouble. I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombas. Know my doctor? And I saw him last week. I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up. What's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. Are you kidding? I know I'm ugly. I asked a bartender to make me a zombie. Told me God beat him to it. Well, I'll tell you, you know when you're ugly, all right? Well, Halloween, my wife sends the kids out dressed like me. I mean, I'll tell you. I'll tell you the whole story, all right? The whole story, okay? All right. I mean it. I mean, you know when you're ugly. Well, last Halloween, a kid tried to pull my face off. And my kids, they flip a coin to see who has to kiss me goodnight. Now, I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, I called up suicide prevention. They tried to talk me into it.
This is Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
No respect. I don't get no respect.
Thirty-two and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Guess what? Chicago Cubs are off and rocking. They really are. They're 23-6 now. The first National League team to win 23 of the first 29 games since the 1977 Dodgers. Will this be the year that they sort of break the curse and, like, win the World Series? Probably not. What do you think of that, Dominic? Chicago going to win this year?
I think it's entirely possible. They look really good. Addison Russell, one of the best young shortstops in all of baseball, has not hit above sixth in the lineup this year. And he's got pop, he's got speed. That's a testament to how deep that Chicago Cubs lineup is. And that's without Kyle Schwarber, who tore his ACL early in the season.
Now, how powerful is this guy, Chris Bryant? He hit against a 25-mile-per-hour wind today and knocked it right out of the ballpark. I mean, in the fourth inning. I mean, he's an amazing. Is he real power, or is this just a freak thing, Dominic?
No, Chris Bryant is, I don't want to put him at the upper tier of power hitters, but Chris Bryant has some serious pop in his bat.
Like pop, like Big Papa used to have?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comparison. A guy that has the capability of hitting 40 home runs or so on a consistent basis once he, this is only his second year, once Chris Bryant really gets a full grasp of major league pitching and everything, he could definitely be a 40 home run guy.
Okay, today was a day that, well, hell might have froze over, at least for this New York Mets pitcher. I'm talking about Bartolo Colon. He's 43 years old. He hit a home run today, you guys. Zach, the first home run he's ever hit in his life.
That's impressive. I mean, maybe he needs to start batting first in the lineup or something.
43 years old, though. That's got to be a dream come true. I remember Kuiper, Dwayne Kuiper, doing the Giant broadcast. He always didn't. Didn't a pitcher have more home runs than him? Didn't his broadcast partner have more home runs than the second baseman, Dominic?
Yeah, Kruko had more. Kuiper had one.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the world of golf. Tiger Woods. Dominic, is he done? Is he coming back? What's the story?
I don't know. I mean, this entire time he's been rehabbing, it's kind of been kept really quiet. We don't really know how Tiger is progressing or not progressing as he attempts to come back from a back injury. The more you don't hear from him, though, that the more that doubt that, hey, you know what, Tiger, he might be done. It kind of starts to creep in your mind. The more you don't hear anything about him, I think he dropped out of the top, I want to say 250 in the world, or maybe even worse than that this past week. It's not looking pretty for Tiger Woods.
He dropped out of the top 500 for the first time ever. Top five. Wow. That's pretty crazy. Now the king of golf right now, Jordan Spieth, of course, he's talking for the first time since choking at the Masters. Would that be a good word? This is a good way to put it, Zach? He just choked at the Masters?
Yeah, definitely. That was pretty much the definition of a choke if you've ever seen one.
But he says, quote, the 2016 Masters will always come up. It will keep coming back up over and over. No, I'm just kidding. Even if I was going week in and week out, this loss would still be coming up. That'll be him forever, won't it, Dominic, this loss? I mean, no matter what he does as far as the future is concerned, they're going to remember back 2016, this loss?
They're going to remember it, but Jordan's he's good enough to win enough big tournaments to quell that and not make that be the first thing people think of, similar to John Vanderbilt.
Unless he chokes a whole lot more. Speaking of choking, anyway, I won't get into it. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing is happening at Taco Man Radio. This is Johnny Taco, live in his All-Stars from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez live from Hillsborough, California, the billion-dollar town. Of course, Zach Attack coming to us from good old Inglewood, or is it Compton? The bottom line is he's in the City of Angels, L.A. You're tuned to Johnny Taco's All-Stars live from Sports Pilot.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Well, I won't get away with it, huh? How many times I heard that from dumb coppers, I couldn't count. He'd give you a left eye to nail me, wouldn't you? Huh? You can see the headlines, can't you? Local deputy captured Johnny Rocco. Your picture'd be in all the papers. You might even get the tell on the newsreel how you pulled it off. Yeah. Well, listen, Hick. I was too much for any big city police force to handle. They tried, but they couldn't. You Hick. I'll be back pulling strings to get guys elected mayor and governor before you ever get a $10 raise. Yeah. Public enemy, he calls me. Me, who gave him his public, all wrapped up with a fancy bow on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican presidential candidate in 2016 cheats at golf. I kid you not. Donald Trump cheats at golf. According to Oscar De La Hoya, Trump cheats at golf. He said De La Hoya said he cheated more than once. when they played. So the bottom line is, I guess you don't want to play golf with Donald Trump. Speaking of golf, let's switch games. Let's switch subjects. Let's talk about a little soccer here before we go to Christian, talk some MMA on the phone. Dominic, the world of pro soccer, man. I mean, it's sort of like the Kentucky Derby, sort of, in horse racing. In other words, like three times a year we talk about horse racing. Only a few times a year we talk about soccer. If soccer is so popular, how come we don't talk about it more?
You know, soccer is the number one sport in the world, just not in the U.S. And a lot of times we don't talk about it because the best leagues aren't American. The MLS, it's a top maybe 10 or 15 league in the world, but it's nowhere near the likes of England and Spain. So it's never going to quite get the coverage that it does. Soccer is not going to get the coverage here that it does globally, unless it's World Cup time, which would make it not even once or twice a year. It's once every 4 years.
How can you say that when white America is playing soccer? Every little girl I know that's Caucasian living in the suburbs plays soccer.
No, I totally get it. It's a high participation sport for Americans, but once you get past that youth age, the numbers decline there. And there's a disconnect because it's hard to, you know, people, young kids always look up. And when they're not American players that they're looking up to, there's a disconnect there. And obviously Ronaldo, Messi, those kind of guys, they're beyond marketable. But when it's hard for a parent to go take their kid to go watch a soccer game here, say they're going to go watch the Earthquakes or the Sounders or the Galaxy, whoever it might be in MLS, if they've been watching international soccer, if they've been watching La Liga with Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, or Manchester United, hell, even Leicester City, who had probably the greatest season in all of professional sports, wrap up with the Premier League title this week. The drop-off is substantial. It's just there's no buzz on a professional level in the U.S. Not yet. It's growing, but it's still not there.
Let's take it to Galveston, Texas, and bring in Christian. Listen tonight live on Sports Byline. What's happening, Christian, or is it TuneIn.com?
Yes, it's either the TuneIn.com app or the iHeartRadio app.
Right on. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, Taco Man. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. What can I do for you? We're short on time tonight.
I know, but when it comes down to it, I just want to talk about sports anyways.
Talk to me.
Namely, the NBA. Like, I just got to ask, even though I know this may seem like a dumb question, even though Luke Walton, he only had a coaching experience of about 43 games this season, do you think all the knowledge that he learned in those 43 games will help him bail the Lakers out, so to speak, because they're going to need a whole lot of bailing out after the multiple seasons of terrible that they've had, especially with Kobe finally bowing out and passing down to the new generation?
Take it away, Zach.
I think it is going to be hard. You know, it's going to be hard to find somebody to replace that spot, but I do think he is, that Christian makes a good point. I mean, I think I agree with him on that one.
Thanks a lot, Christian. Let's go back to the sports byline phone. Let's go to Steve talking about the NBA. What's happening, Steve? You there? Hello, Big Steve.
How y'all doing, man?
All right, man. How are you?
All right. I was looking at these games, but I'm going to tell you something. I really think that LeBron and the Cavs are going to represent the East, and they will probably face the Spurs coming out of the West.
Comment on that, Dominic?
No, yeah, I completely agree with Steve on the Cavaliers coming out of the East. They're already up 3-0 on the Hawks, and the Hawks have not really looked like they're up to the challenge of LeBron and the Cavs.
Somebody
and
cut off their wings.
Yeah, pretty much. They're, yep. To say they're flightless is, I think, is even an understatement. And then they're going to play probably the Heat or the Raptors. Neither of those teams match up well, especially if it's the Heat. They don't have Chris Bosh. I don't think they're nice matchups there. And until Steph Curry can prove that he's healthy and ready to go, I think the Spurs are the favorites in the Western Conference, as much as it hurts me to say as a Warriors fan. I think Steve's got the finals matchup as of right now nailed.
You know, I think he's got it right there. But I'm going to go back to Luke Walton just for a second. When you go undefeated 43-0, when you're part of a record-setting season, I just think that sort of sets a precedent for you. Plus, he's got the Laker bench experience that Zach talked about. The fact that his father was a fantastic ball player in his time and had injuries not cut short his career. So right now, I think Walton going to Lakers is a good idea. But I got to ask you, Steve, can the Warriors move on without Curry?
Yes.
They can move on without him?
I wouldn't even play Curry until they finish this series. I wouldn't even play him. Now, the key is for Curry, he's going to have to step up playing defense. He's going to have to step up. Because if they're going to win a championship this year, we're not talking about what he's done in the past. We're talking about this year. That backcourt with him and Clay going to have to get better on defense. Because they will face a much tougher backcourt with the Cavs.
Question:
If they can get past San Antonio.
Okay. Question for you, Steve: who's a better shooter in NBA history than Steph Curry?
Well, I could name a few.
No.
Earl the Pearl Monroe.
I'm not gonna knock.
You talking about NBA history?
Yeah, NBA history. Now think about this. I mean, how many guys can hit shots from the other side of the court? Come on, man.
That's a Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, I think he put the Harlem Globetrotters to shame. No question about that. Hey,
these
Steve.
Kids, the problem with these kids today. Okay, let me tell you something. The problem with these kids today, they don't even know what defense is. You know, Charles Barkley said something about bumping a guy and knocking a guy down. That's exactly what you do. The problem with the NBA is too soft. Now, the thing is, if I'm coaching, number one, we're going to stay in the man-to-man. The thing that has ruined the NBA, and I blame David Stern for this, is he brought in the zone defense in the NBA. The NBA played man-to-man defense for 50 years. 50 years. And he is responsible for this mess that he's got with these kids. They do not know how to play man-to-man. If you got a kid that's shooting three-pointers, I'm going to have a man in his face all day long. He can shoot it from half court. He can shoot it from wherever he want to shoot it from. But he's going to have somebody in his face, and if he gets knocked down on his back, then good. That's what this game is about. And this is the problem with the NBA. This is why Oscar Robertson and the greats can't stand to watch a game today.
Is it too much street ball? Is that street ball? Was that the problem they got?
It's not street ball. It's just physical play. I'm going to tell you the man who taught me how to play basketball. His name is Wes Unseld.
Yeah, okay? he was a center.
NBA 50 Hall of Famer. He taught me how to play basketball when I was a boy.
I saw Wes Unseld when he played against the Warriors in the 75 playoffs. Of course, they lost four games. They were supposed to win that. Wes Unseld and the boys, they were supposed to win that. 4-0, the Warriors smoked them.
Well, the Warriors had a good team. They had a guy by the name of Rick Barry who was pretty doggone good.
You think he was? I think he was. You know what? I'm going to get a little racial right now. I think he was the best Caucasian player to ever play the game.
I think so too.
is that racist, Dominic?
Oh no, not at all. It's not. It's not. It's just a fact.
I mean, Barry. I mean, even when you hear Barry being interviewed by the great Ron Barr, the Godfather here at Sports Byline, I mean, Barry still got his game on. He still knows what's going on. He still got the attitude. And the bottom line is, he doesn't take any spit from anybody, Steve. That's why he never became an NBA coach, because he don't kiss no ass.
That's exactly right.
You know,
right. The only person that Rick Barry would deal with is the owner. That's it. He wouldn't talk to nobody but the owner. You know, I never understood why he didn't coach in the NBA, because he would be a magnificent coach.
I think he would
teach you how to play this game. Rick Barry can see a 10-year-old boy know he can play in the NBA.
Hey, Steve. Steve, I'm running up on a hard break, man, but I thank you so much for the call, man. Come join the family. Come back sometime.
Yes, sir. All right.
All the best, Steve, of course, and Christian as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcasting. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill. This is Johnny Taco's Grill, of course, to come to you each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. I come to you by from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Dominic comes to you from the city of the Billions, Hillsborough, California. And, well, Zach Attack comes to you either from Inglewood or Compton or something. Where are you today, Zach? Where are you today? Were you running around on your Lyft phone doing this thing from a cell phone? What are you doing?
I can't disclose my location. I'm sorry.
You and Dick Cheney?
Yeah, that's right. And, Donald Sterling.
Cadwalder, who's massaging tonight? Is Steffi in the house? Is Steffi tonight or what?
Steffi has the night off, so it's Lauren this week.
And describe Lauren to us, just for the listeners now. Describe her physically.
About five five, very soft, delicate hands, green eyes, black hair, fantastic masseuse.
And is she well built?
Ideally built, not too small, not too big.
I could say something like In Living Color, but I'm not going to get into David Alan Grier, my old buddy. My David Alan Grier, me and him did television together down in L.A. in the we did it in some porn capital. I can't remember what the town was. It was the porn capital of L.A. Can't remember it now. Of course, all the porn companies moved out of L.A. into Nevada. But we were down there doing a boxing card, and David Alan Grier said, "Can I sit down and spend a couple hours with you, Pedro? Johnny Taco?" I said, "Sure, man." So we sat down, and that was during the In Living Color days. So that must have been 25, make it 30 years ago. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. On the other side of the break, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put both these guys on the spot. That's right, both of them on the spot. Zach Attack Young going to tell me some rumors about the L.A. gossip scene, something I don't know. And Dominic Jimenez, he's going to tell me what it's like to be poor. Well, he doesn't know what it's like to be poor. I'm talking about me. He doesn't tell us what it's like to be rich. Bottom line is, Dominic on money, Zach on sports, right after the break. You tune to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Take it away.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco. You made your choice.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This family is at home.
but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
This is for my mother, your mother, and everybody's mother. Let it play. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, past, future, present. I'm an orphan. Dominic, your mom's still with us. Happy birthday to your mother. Zach Attack, same to you with your mom, man.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Okay,
thank you.
So
does that mean she doesn't have to cut your check this week?
Yeah, man. He just throws Zach. He throws me off. I'm telling you. I hope his mother complains to the network president this week that he sounds nasally on the radio again. Bottom line is, Zach, tell me what's happening in L.A.
Well, speaking of Mother's Day, I'm wondering if the Jenner girls will be wishing a happy Mother's Day to Caitlyn Jenner, who is supposed to be posing nude on the cover of like Sports Illustrated with Bruce Jenner's gold medal.
That's a rough one. That's definitely a rough one for the family to handle. Now, even the Kardashians and the Jenners, all those crazy people. Dominic, what's happening down there in Hillsborough? Tell me.
Living large, that's what's happening. Going to have a fantastic brunch tomorrow with the finest champagne mimosas and, you know, all that good stuff. Oh, no, wait, you don't know. Everything that you dream about is going to be brunch tomorrow.
Is there any chance of possibly if they go to the finals and, you know, the Warriors end up going to the finals, that we can fly in your private jet to the game and go to the game this time with you?
Oh, I mean, you guys don't want to go to Cleveland and watch the Indians play?
No, Zach, the Astros were enough, weren't they?
Yeah, I think that was quite enough. That was actually too much, I would say.
Yeah, what a turd. Anyway, the bottom line is, Cadwallader, you have a wonderful weekend, sir. You're the man. I thank you so much. And say hello to Mom for me and tell her when she signs that check, she can always throw a couple extra zeros on there for me.
At the beginning, no problem.
Okay. And Zach Attack Young, you have a wonderful week, sir.
You too, Johnny Taco. Thank you very much.
Great show. I want to thank all listeners out there for tolerating us, for putting up with us, for having fun with us for 2 hours. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco Bell's All-Stars, live Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, live from San Francisco, only live from the West Coast, San Francisco, California, the only greatest city in the world.